you are part of me. Some of you have awoken, but others might never be free.
Do you have Celtic roots? Are your ancestors from Ireland or Scotland or Wales? From Cornwall, Brittany, the Isle of Man or Gaul? Do you love stories and tales? Ancient myths, legends and folklore of the Celtic peoples? Do you want to hear more about King Arthur, Gwydion, Taliesin, Cuchulain, wild magic and the realms of the Otherworld? Do you want to hear about the old gods, druids and fairies in a way that they're not just dusty, dry words on a page? Then you need the Celtic Myth Pod Show, available from CelticMythPodShow.com. In the days when the world was young, the days when the air was clean and the dew was fresh upon the grass.
Listen well, for I have tidings for you. Warriors are coming from across the sea.
Strange. Take this message back with you. Tell the Fearbald they must give my people either battle or live in peace in half of Erin.
On my word, I should prefer to give you half of Erin than to face your weapons.
The Celtic Myth Pod Show will bring you the bravery of heroes and heroines, the magnificent pantheon of gods and goddesses, and the magic and wonder of druids, fairies, and folklore. Our ancestors would listen to these stories as told to them by their bards. They wouldn't read them in books. This podcast brings the magic of sound back into our legends. A new episode comes out twice a month and builds into a complete collection of tales from Celtic mythology. So just sit down, get comfortable, and join us every other week. Listen to news, chat, and a story from Celtic mythology with the Celtic Myth Pod Show from CelticMythPodShow.com. That's CelticMythPodShow.com.
Is the goddess of intellect, and that's all the of psychology. And divination and things like that. But you know, even divination and all the other things that we do, meditation even, meditation that you should take the time to figure out for you is that is important is building up our ability to be able to just starting. Always, the one thing that I always get from people is whenever we do guided meditations or things that become visual, people are afraid of it. They're afraid. I can see that to a degree, but if I think another thing is it's a fear people have of going inside themselves. And see, that's one of the things that we do whenever we work, you know, it's like doing work. We are connecting with the energies of the earth and the universe and the gods, and we're doing that from what's inside ourselves. It's like the psychability, one of the craft ring. Literally find the pagan perspectives.
Mein Quod Aedido Gana Seguch Adraus Habnai Vamedul Bid my Gorai Gangano Ido O Honi Dao Hoc Sesh Gwedd las you I vantech hi, ar ai fein hanesh dai ar, or ar.
Dawson 965, who is here in the feel heaven or temple. And then because one of the doing is you're making yourself a pure vessel to be, you know, do a lot of stuff at that time. And all and bring about looking for the fountain of the youth is the idea of eternal energy, no lack, no age, you know. Need to that gods, the honey, them knowledgeable, powerful, and young for millennia. In their own rights, are magnifiers and manifestations of spiritual energy. And we can take those, the wand and the chalice, because of what they represent, the generative power of procreation to bring life or death to the earth. It just cycle that the energy of birth itself, when the mother gave birth to us, there was such an exchange of energy for such a long time. And then, you know, the next thing we know, we are here. And we are the energy of our parents. You know, the seeds that came together, that formed, and were in our mother's womb for 9 months. You know, that is a very psychic thing you'll ever deal with, is birth and death. But it's like, you got to think, though, the birth, you know, the pain and everything. But whenever you come to it and the mother is there with that, it's like the bond. The bond is there because of the energy. And that's psychic energy. That is between the mothers. You know, and it's sad that there are mothers that do, that they have depression and things like that, where they make, but it's like we can be helpful. We're so glamorized and overhyped in the media and all that stuff, to where it's like, you know, we're just expected to have everything that we want. We don't have everything that we want. You know, a lot of us are blessed to have friends with our sisters, our brothers and fathers, and our families. But it's like we are beyond what the public perception is. But I think the one thing that makes it good that we are who we are, we can do what we do. We look world, because I just myself. I think I also receive so much energy back whenever I see how I make them happy. You know, I had a friend that was frustrated. I let him use the computer. By the time he left home, everything was cool because the guy, you know, had a friend that was there that had empathy to help him out and stuff. We come together as brothers and sisters to help each other. And, you know, we got to have the ways to do it. That's
Oh, friends, I understand.
5 here. And we've got somebody here on the line.